But actually, genetic vulnerability is not a new idea. It's not too old of an idea, but it's certainly very rampant in our population. We don't think about it. But I was thinking about ways that the public looks at genetic vulnerability, and I the first thing that got me was seeing the recent remake of War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise, and then, of course, Orson Welles doing the scare back in the 30s on the Mercury radio. But it's very clear that, you know, what saved us was millions of years of evolution, and then the diversity that all that fostered. And then when the Martians came, as you remember the story, it was their lack of diversity that was their demise. The attackers were susceptible to all of our microbes. So, and that's a well understood part of our culture. So there may be ways to interface with our culture. Another one that may be a little bit more esoteric, but it's very current. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but Battlestar Galactica, who knows what that is? Any sci-fi trekkers out there? This is a very critically acclaimed new sci-fi series based on one from the 70s of the same name. And if you haven't seen it, it's the two-part opener. And I'm revealing that I'm a Trekkie now, I admit that. But the two-part opener of this is probably some of the best sci-fi that's ever been filmed. That's just great. And there's a theme in here that we're being attacked by a race of... that was born out of they're called Cylons, and they're sort of human-like, but they have a problem with diversity. There are only 12 genotypes in this Cylon other species, and a whole episode of this was devoted to the fact that they were genetically vulnerable to a disease that was just a minor problem to humans, and so they were almost wiped out. And the whole story revolved around that. So this is a critically acclaimed sci-fi with the same message. So I would submit to you, as hard as it is to talk about vulnerability, there are some ways to talk about that and connect to the public. And I think we need to do that if we're going to make our case. Turning a little bit more to actually genetic vulnerability as a scientific concept, I Googled last week genetic vulnerability and also the word crop at the same time. And this is the pattern I saw. Of course, the corn blight was in the 70s. You can see that ever since then, papers with talking about genetic vulnerability has been on the rise. So there's been more in the last 5 years than any other time. An amazing thing to me. At the same time, and also, by the way, all the speakers here today were already in this Googled in there. I could find all of our speakers for the session today. Your abstract was picked up by Google, so I thought you'd want to know that. But it's amazing to me that in spite of this, it's part of our culture, and all these papers, the increase in number of papers over time, that... As Dr. Borlaug mentioned last night, the stem rust was the last time we had an agricultural problem was one of the years that I was born. Anyway, I'll just put it that way. And the stem blight was, that was 19, not 18. But and then the corn blight was in 1969 or 70, and that's, I was still in high school. And we haven't had any problems since then. And I think even while the number of publications is going up, there's still a question out there, especially among breeders. Is genetic vulnerability dead, especially in terms of a scientific genetic concept that we can do something about? Or is it just, it's just we can't deal with it. When it gets here, we'll do something about it. So that concern, that even while it's part of our culture and this is going up, but this concern in the agricultural sector is what sort of prompted our talks today. So I'm not sure where that leaves us on time, Carrie. We can't really start early, and I may be a little off. Has anybody got a comment to that? We have probably 2 or 3 minutes for discussion, and it sounds like it's already started out in the hall or wherever that is. So we have a great lineup. Having said that, I'm really excited about the speakers. We have several international, some from industry, and I think that we will have a clear understanding of what's going on in terms of genetic vulnerability by the end of our session today.